listening to Gross Misconduct on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Hello and welcome back to week two of Gross Misconduct here on WRCT with Jake and
Marissa.
And we still haven't come out with new DJ names. I feel like we did think of some more though last week.
We came up with a lot.
What did we think of while we were in discussions?
I don't remember. We were drinking.
Ah, yeah. It's one of those foolish things. Well, this year, this week, we're doing love songs because Valentine's Day is this weekend, which is very important. And next week, we'll do president-themed songs. And it'll just be songs by the presidents of the United States. So, Peaches, and it's like the only song I know by them.
Kitty.
Oh.
Their cover of Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, wow. Three songs.
Yeah, you could say I'm a big fan.
speaking of, if you're a fan and you want a song to be played during the show, a love song preferably, call in to 412-268-9728. That's the WRCT request hotline. We'll be very happy to take a request from any of our listeners. So to start off, the romance playlist that we've put together for the day, I picked the quintessential song Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen, and maybe even more famously covered by the Queers.
I didn't even know that.
Really?
I've never heard that, for real.
Oh, wow.
And I listen to the Queers.
Or is it by the Queers and covered by the Dead Milkmen? I don't know.
I think it's by the Dead Milkmen.
Okay, well, there's a, I think, even more famous cover by the Queers.
That's interesting.
And so we were going to listen to that, and then after that, we're going to listen to a song that Marissa chose, I Want to Sleep in Your Arms by the Modern Lovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why'd you choose that?
It's kind of a long story.
We have time.
I don't want to tell it.
Okay, well, we're going to just listen to the first song, and then Marissa will think about it for a couple minutes on whether or not they'll tell you the story.
Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming, so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president. Rich ass.
only a guess. Do you know what it's like to hate? When it's way down deep inside. Oh God, I hate what's been done to my life. I threw the pain, I threw the night. Oh, would it ruin my salvation? Ruin my mind. Through your pains, lose up the night. Ruin your salvation, ruin your mind. Ba da ba 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 da da. A guess.
All right, you're still listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is still Gross Misconduct, and Marissa and I are going to do a top 10 of the top 10 things to get your Valentine in descending order from 10. Okay. Number 10,
a tie-dye t-shirt.
It's pretty good. Okay,
a handmade tie-dye t-shirt.
All right, I like it.
That's number 9. Number 10 is an artificially made t-shirt.
Wow. Number 8, cotton candy machine.
Oh yeah.
They take up a lot of space, but like it's pretty magical. Number 7, an ice cream maker. My friends just got one, and I've been begging them. I say, "Please, please make the ice cream and let me know how it is." And they haven't done it yet.
Why did they buy it and not want to use it immediately?
You have to wait 24 hours for the steel drum of the ice cream maker to freeze so that you can make ice cream. And so we got it the day of the Super Bowl. I went to a hardware store to buy it. I went to a hardware store to buy it, which is shocking that that was the only place that had the specific ice cream machine I wanted. But anyways, we wanted to use it for the Super Bowl, but even in the negative 18 degree wind chill or whatever, to not get frozen within 12 hours. Wow. And we had to wait until today. And then they left it outside and now it unfroze. And so they had to refreeze it. So no ice cream has been made yet.
Oh, wow.
So that's number 7. What's number 6?
Number 6 is mink.
Mink.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Number 5, mange.
What?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, sure.
Like the thing that makes your fur patchy.
I understand. Number 4, like car seat covers.
Ah, the beaded ones or the sheep ones.
Listen, I'm not. This is a list to help.
Number 3, a box of chocolates.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, a brand new car.
It's better than the chocolates. Number 1, a baby. They say it fixes all doomed relationships.
That's true.
If you are a child born to solve a broken relationship, call in to 412-268-9728. We would love to hear a love song that you want us to play on WRCT Pittsburgh. And anyone has any recommendation for the music that should become the sound bed of Gross Misconduct? That was what I forgot to work on over the week. We're supposed to have music under our voices right now instead of awkward buzzing noises from the station. But anyways,
really
that was
heavily.
that was the top 10. Okay, coming up next in the hour, Every Day Feels Like Sunday by Of Montreal. Or so why'd you choose that?
I like it.
Okay. And I picked Lover's Lane by Hunks and His Punks because Marissa likes Hunks and His Punks. And we went to go see them one time. And it was pretty cool. And we got a free t-shirt in a way. And yeah, so that's the next two songs. I hope you enjoy. And next time you'll hear from us, it'll be time for the Spit Take, where we're going to give advice. If you need advice, call into 412-268-9728. We'd be happy to give you advice, especially love advice, here on the radio. Anyways, enjoy the next two tracks, and then some.
Every day feels so good. Is on a journey, a path from the earliest days of wonder and discovery through all the years of learning and growing to become the person they were meant to be. At Children International, we're empowering children and youth to forge a path out of poverty Walking alongside on their journey, we equip them with education, skills, and resources to succeed in every milestone of growth. From early childhood to starting school, through healthcare access and learning to read, to life skills, job skills, and leadership training, and into employment. This is how we build confidence and instill a positive mindset so they can achieve bright futures for themselves, their families, and communities. Learn how you can join the journey and help end poverty for good at children.org today.
All right, I lied to you. I'm actually going to tell you a little bit about what you just heard on the radio before we get to the period of time where we'll be doing this bit take. So the last two tracks were Every Day Feels Like
Sunday
by Of Montreal, then Lover's Lane by Hunks and His Punks, and then I Want You Around by the Ramones. Coming up next here on Gross Misconduct, Your Name Is On My Bones
by The Beats,
and I Want a Boy by Sister Wave Sex Strike covering Power Bottom, but we can't play them anymore. Anyways, if you have a love song that you want to hear on the radio, call 412-613-60... Nope, that's my personal phone number. 412-268-9728 to call into the station and make a request. That's 412-268-9728. Coming up next is Your Name Is On My Bones by The Beats.
The Beats, yes.
WRCT 88.3 FM.
Hello and welcome back to Gross Misconduct. It's time for the spit take segment of the show where we take advice from the world around us. Today someone has a question, lover intuned. They're saying, help, my girlfriend's mad at me. I told her that I would kiss somebody for $10 billion if I had the opportunity, and she Oh no, I screwed it up. That wasn't the scenario at all. Well,
whatever, it's okay.
Anyways, Marissa and I are going to give you advice on what chocolates to pick out for Valentine's Day, because I screwed the pooch on the advice segment. So, I like the ones where it has like hazelnuts ground up on top, and then like a gooey center.
You can't find these everywhere. All right, this is like niche, but it's the best. The ones with orange cream inside of them.
Mm. Yeah, you know those ones that are like little chocolate bottles of liquor?
No.
Those ones are good too.
I really love a cherry cordial thing.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna name my first kid. Cherry cordial.
I really like raspberry. I like all the fruity gunks.
Mm.
Well, except for banana and coconut.
Mm, yeah. I think for me, I could honestly just be happy with 500 Ferrero Rocher things.
Mm-mm.
Not sponsored, not an ad placement. We're not recommending that you get those.
Well, I'll counterbalance. I think they're disgusting and horrible.
Not an anti-advertisement. Not
we're
telling you not
by
to get
saying
them.
One good thing and one
the station
bad
has
thing.
No official stance on Ferrero Rocher chocolates.
I would love to have a chocolate in a fun shape. That's just like normal, but it's like the shape of an Easter bunny, perhaps.
I would like one of the giant Santa Clauses that's hollow.
Yeah.
Even if it is on Valentine's Day, just fill them with red goo.
Oh yeah.
Pink goo.
The blood of Santa.
Yeah.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Me when I have a giant chocolate Jesus. The blood of Christ.
I've been left speechless.
They say.
I don't want one with nuts on it or in it.
I want a giant book with chocolate leaves that I can pull out and eat.
How do you feel about candy hearts?
Well, like the one you just gave me?
No. Like the normal ones.
What's the normal one?
Like the, you know, not like heart-shaped candy, but like candy hearts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the little chalky things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bad.
Nope. I like them. I don't like eating them, but I like looking at them.
That's fair.
The Sweet Tarts ones, sorry, not to name a brand.
We didn't, never mind.
The ones that are kind of sour, I really like.
I want a necklace made of candy hearts that
I can eat
during the day. And then when Valentine's Day is over, I'm just covered in chalky dust from snacking on my necklace.
Saliva.
Yeah. There's a bar in the Southside, Bar 11. And they give you candy necklaces when you go there. And it's fun. No, it's fun. Everyone wears the necklaces.
I don't think that sounds fun.
And you eat them.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
And they also give you those little poppers. Not that kind. The ones that go bang when you pull them. And the whole place smells like gunpowder and streamers.
That sounds like my nightmare location.
And it's lit by like black lights. Everyone has...
Oh, every word you say makes it worse.
It has highlighters. No, it's really fun, actually. Yeah, I had one of the most outlandish Halloweens there, like two, three years ago. Anyways, that's a place that exists and not another endorsed location by Gross Misconduct. Anyways, going back to the music on the show, Marissa, what do we have next?
I couldn't tell you.
I know, it's evading you. You can't see over here. I Want a Boy by Sister Wife Sex Strike, Barbed Wire Love
by Stiff Little Fingers,
and Falling in Love Again by Joyce Manor. And then some more stuff afterwards. Anyways, let's get back to the music. If you have a song you want to hear, call into 412-268-9728. I got worried I was going to say my personal phone number again, like I did earlier. Anyways, back to the show.
I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs.
the boy for me, and I'm the boy for you. Drop me a line at OBA419 at bard.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Send a picture or two. And hurry up now, because it's only getting colder. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who isn't anything like me.
I'm not insane. 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 I'm not insane.
before we continue to round out the show, we're going to tell you about some of the great programming here on WRCT. You can listen to a show that I check out every weekend, Saturday Light Brigade. They feature a blend of acoustic music, puzzles. I like the puzzles. The on-air phone calls, I've been one of those before. Community interviews and live performances from youth and adults. All in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Tune into the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. to noon. So if you wake up in the morning, you can watch it, listen to it, I guess, at WRCT Pittsburgh, that's 88.3 FM, this station. You could also check out a different show, The Mix. Pop in your tape and get lost in a mix of tunes, ranging from all kinds of genres and sound. The Mix, Fridays, 2 to 3 p.m. We have one more song left in the hour. One of the greatest, no, the greatest screamo band of all time, I Hate Sex, with their track, their only track that thinks a positive love song. Because I think the whole album's like a breakup album, but this is the only like love positive song on it. Happy Anniversary, coming up next.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities, we have one more special song for the hour. Some may say the greatest love song of all time.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
On our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
You're listening to WRCT.